Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
That's the shit that truly sucks the joy out of life. All the hours wasted.
If a guy really needs to know my body count because he needs to know how many guys I've been with, he has an insecurity problem and he's insecure in himself.
That is bullshit.
He is afraid that my body count is higher or my body count is lower or that I've been around or I haven't. Why does that matter?
Are you fucking serious, ho?
Because like, once you've gotten around, your brain is dog shit. And you're not going to be any good to any man in a long-term serious relationship. But I don't want to get into that right now. Let's get into the outfit. Let's get into the stupid Satan ears. Modern women love Satan. I just want to throw that out there.
This is a queen, by the way, from hell. From the gates of hell.
Look at how goofy this woman looks. But men are so thirsty, they'll give it a pass and still walk up to this and talk to her. All for 5 to 10 minutes of pleasure. This woman looks like a fucking dork, and I'm not giving it a pass because she got straight hair and she not fat.
Right on, brother, I hear you. Man, I hear you.
What do you mean you don't have a boyfriend? You're so pretty. What do you mean you have zero men in your phone? What do you mean you've gone 8 months without... What do you mean? That makes no sense. Months without... What do you mean? That makes no sense.
She is nuts. She is sick and she's nuts. What is this?
Yeah, well, combine pretty with intelligent, strong, successful, slaying at life. You've got a very terrifying woman on your hands.
She.
You're not terrifying, you're just crazy and unbearable. Big difference. Real quick, if a woman has rings on every single finger or close to it, get the fuck out of there. I mean, a combination of the nails, the rings, and the quirky faces, yeah, it's not going to be good for you in any way. You're saying all the things that failure women say when the men that they want don't want them. I get it. You got to try to spin it like it's a flex to be really unlikable, but it's never a flex. But yeah, it's never a flex to have a terrible personality, a terrible attitude, and a ridiculous estimation of your worth in the world.
Straight up being a jerk is not the way to go. And I'm not just saying that because I am a woman.
And if men are scared of you, it's not because you're such a big dog. It's because you're such a sick dog.
A very, not easy woman on your hands, right? Men don't like that. Men do not like me. Men are very, very terrified of me. And the men who do like me, the ones that are attracted to me, are unavailable. Men who are in relationships actively.
Are you laughing, Beyonce? You find it funny?
They're probably not really in relationships. They just tell you that so you don't try to get a relationship from them. They just want buns, hon, and then get the hell out of Dodge. There's no suitable men out there who've approached you who didn't have a girlfriend and who weren't terrified of you. We don't believe you, lady. We just don't believe you. Based on everything you're laying out in this video, you don't deserve a man. Focus on anything else in life. Keep focusing on your career and keep focusing on slaying and being a badass bitch. Dedicate your life to that. Advance that in new ways. Leave men the fuck alone.
And uggo weirdos. Because at the end of the day, I am merely just a fantasy. I am not a real human. Because of the pretty and scary.
You're not that pretty. We really gotta stop gassing mid chicks. I mean, she might be slightly above average. I guess you guys could let me know in the comment section. But blowing these women's egos up, look, it's tearing society apart. They already have enough mental illnesses. We don't need to add narcissism to the list. They think just because they're skinny and got straight hair, they're a baddie baddie. And that's stupid. Even the way you dress is so average. And I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying for you to come on here with all this, you know, ego and arrogance, and you look so basic, it's just a smack in the faces of all people.
She looks like every other bitch. Like, am I wrong? She looks like every other bitch. Like,
guy in finance, trust fund, blah, 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 whatever. No, you know what I'm looking for at this point? Is a non-ugly male. That's literally it.
Did you know that I can see you?
I cannot remember the last time I saw a physically attractive male.
Let me just do a translation real quick. Most women these days find 80% of men to be ugly. If you're not a 9 or 10, you're ugly. That's women's scale.
Y'all killing me with this shit. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
His publicist helped calm him down.
And they'll bump you up depending on how much money you have. They'll bump you up from ugly to mid if you got a lot of money. Or they'll bump you up from ugly to mid if you dress really good. Or they'll bump you up from ugly to mid if you're really popular or have status or charismatic. But 80% of men are starting off as ugly when they walk up to a woman trying to approach. You basically got to jump through hoops to be bumped up to, he okay. And these bitches ain't worth that. And I'm not going to start on the stupid messy eyebrow trend. I'm not going to start on it.
You're a good man.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
I mean, women have a lot of nerve calling men ugly when they walk out every day with a fake face on. If you wear makeup, you officially can't call any guy ugly. I don't care if he looks like Shrek. You can't call him ugly, because at least he's wearing his real face. Snatch off your disguise like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible or like the Scooby-Doo Mysteries, and then you could talk shit. How about that?
Like, in real life, I literally don't remember. Girls are always pretty on the streets, like.
Lies.
Like, the only attractive men I ever see are online. Like, celebrities or, I don't know, people on TikTok or.
And you don't stand a chance with those guys, so stop worrying about them. Mediocre women don't need to spend their time worrying about extraordinary men. They ain't paying attention to you, they don't like you, they don't want to be with you. And a lot of them don't even want to have bedroom fun with you. They got better things to have bedroom fun with.
This has not been a 4-month problem. This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men and my friends have experienced with men.
I don't know if I'm living in the wrong place or the wrong country or something, or everybody's hiding somewhere, but like, literally, where are all the hot people?
Around the hot women. That's why you're not seeing them. It doesn't matter if you were in a different time zone, a different century, different place, a different universe, you wouldn't qualify.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Hey, let's put an end to this right now. You guys can call me a pick-me. You guys can call me whatever you want, insane, delusional, whatever. But coffee dates are an acceptable form of a first date. End of story. Coffee dates are an acceptable form of a first date. I don't understand whatever happened. Where did we get lost in the matrix that women have become so entitled into thinking that men have to spend $500 on a fancy first date when he doesn't even know you? He doesn't even know if he's that interested in you. Why does he have to come out of pocket like that?
There's some red flags screaming at me. The cross on the neck, the fact that you're post-wall, the fact that you're in the car trying to pander to men, the fake lips, now you're using profanity. Look, I don't know if women should take advice from you. You look exactly like the type of woman who would say, no coffee dates.
Nice try.
I feel like you're just hopping on this RP trend. But I guess I'll take it. The message is getting out one way or another. Why do women only understand basic logic after they hit the wall? Can somebody answer me that?
You never know, that's the point.
And how many filters do you have on your face on top of makeup, man? How many layers do you need of fakeness and artificiality?
More than 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000.
Coffee dates, a walk, going out for ice cream. Like, let's normalize, like, those being first dates. I have no idea, like, why women have become so brainwashed. Obviously, it's social media. But, like, coffee dates are acceptable forms of first dates. And if a woman is f***ing badgering you into thinking, like, you need to take me to a f***ing fancy-ass steak dinner for our first date, cut her off.
Okay.
What do you think motivated her to start speaking out for men? Is it just a trend for her? Or does she really have a passion and a fire in her soul, you know, to help men on a deep level?
Man, hell no!
But yeah, fellas, remember, if a woman's really into you, she'll do anything you want to do. Because she just want to be in your presence. She just want to see you. She just want to hear from you. If a chick demanding this and that and you got to take me here and there, she don't really like you. There's a dude that's hitting that raw daddy that don't got to do nothing but tell her to come over and bring food. So by the time she coming up with all these rules and regulations, she does not like you, period. By the time she's talking to you in any type of disrespectful tone the first week or two that y'all talking, she doesn't like you, just let it go.
F*** him, feed him, leave him alone. Ladies, we are not the same. I don't know why. If I go out to lunch, or I'm just out and about running errands, and I see two women together, you know what I always hear? That's the hubby, by the way. They're always talking shit about their husbands or boyfriends, whatever, whoever they're dating. Can't relate.
Woohoo! Yes!
I'm glad to hear it. I'm gonna give her props. She got a husband. And I'm sure she's gonna say a message that I agree with. But you know me, I always gotta bring that other side. What do you gotta be so negative, RB? I don't know, I'm just a realist. Am I being negative or am I just bringing the proper perspective of somebody who want to see reality raw? Or want to hear reality raw? Anyway, let's get to it. Did this man make a good decision marrying this woman? I don't know. Let's look at some signs. Trashy tattoo on her wrist. Nails, I like the nails. The nails are classy. They're very wifely. But you know what I'm going to say next. Nose Ring Chronicles is the Nose Ring Chronicles. The fact that she has a TikTok account. The fact that she's using profane language on that TikTok account. It's all leading to the idea that this marriage might not work out in the long term. And it's all leading me to believe that he married her after the age of 25. And you know what I say about that. But let's continue.
I have defended that man in rooms he's never been in. I have cut out family and friends because they spoke bad of him.
Now, I respect that. If she's telling the truth, hey, she might be one of the rare real ones. Because most women, even women I probably would deem good women, wouldn't do that. Never take a woman serious who's not willing to go to bat for you. It is super, super rare to find that in a woman. Now, here's my next question. Is he one of the good guys? Because women will go to bat for men, but it's usually the scummiest men on planet Earth. It's rare that you'll find a woman who'll go to bat like this for a genuinely righteous dude.
I have stopped talking to people because they judged him. I will be fucking goddamned if you ever hear a bad word about that man come out of my mouth. You know what I do when we get in a fight? I have a journal. I keep it in my purse. We have a fight. I write it down. Like I've said before, one of the worst things you can do is go to family and fucking friends when you fight with your spouse.
True.
It's even worse if you're talking shit about them. Like, not even, oh, this is a fight. We're just talking shit, dragging them. Like, I'm sorry. I forgot you're fucking perfect, Brittany. Ew. If you are not standing up for your man in rooms where he's being disrespected, flat out, you don't deserve him. And that's just wrong. And I had to put my two cents in on that because that really broke my heart. So do better.
Say that again.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.